Well, I went back to Dr. He refused to operate on my wife because we had gone to this other doctor. I said, let me tell you something, Doc. I said, you've been my family doctor for 25 years. I said, you damn doctors are so jealous of one another. You don't care about anybody. I said, where do you go when you get sick? You don't have nothing to do with your doctors here. You head for New Orleans where you can get a lot of specialists. Now, I want my wife to have surgery, and I want a pathologist here when she has surgery to check it. And if her breast needs to be removed, to remove it. If it doesn't, so that get the lump out and sew it up. So he did that. And before he did it, though, I got kind of angry with me, and I talked with him just like I would a little nigger boy, I reckon. I said, this is the way it is, and I was telling the truth. So we were good friends, but I could talk to him like that. Some wouldn't take it like that. So he operated on. Pathologist was there. We waited till we got one here, checked it out, and everything was all right. She's never had breast cancer, but she has had surgery on one of her breasts. So another doctor, we call him a female doctor in New Orleans. He was an old female doctor in Austin's Foundation. We had gone to him a few times with some of her female problems. A lump came back in the other breast not too long after that. We worried. We went to this doctor, and he said, well, you have mastitis, but Mr. He says, I'm going to tell you what to do. He said, I'm not going to write you a prescription. So on your way home from New Orleans, we didn't believe in liquor in the house. We had young children coming up then. You get your fifth of bourbon. And I want her to take one tablespoon of that bourbon every night when she goes to bed. And you won't be worried about these lumps. I'd already told him about the surgery we had, and she'd had it near the breast. And I did that. My wife, it took over a year to get that fifth of bourbon drank. I put it in a fruit jar, put it under the sink, so the kids wouldn't know we had liquor there. And she'd take a tablespoon full of bourbon when she'd go to bed. She's never had any more mastitis. Never had a lump or anything. I tell a lot of these women that have lumps. Of course, you can't say, well, now, you need a professional to check them out because it is dangerous. Most of them are having cancer now, you see. But a lot of them are not cancer. I'll put it that way. Just mastitis is only most of them have.
Maybe I'll tell my mother that she had one.
Get her fifth bourbon, drink a tablespoonful of that every night when she goes to bed, and that's mastitis to leave her. Of course, I'm sure your daddy's had it checked to see if it was cancer or anything.
Now, you've been working hard. You take your wet shirt off and say, look how I...
It's wet.
What did they used to give for malaria?
Well, we've taken... I don't really know what my mother used for the old malaria. It wouldn't be
pill?
Some kind of a pill, and then but she would take she'd make something else up for us. I can't remember the remedy really. And
quinine?
Yeah. Well, we took quinine, sure. But she'd mix up something besides quinine. They had quinine in it out of some kind of a herb or something, or a root.
But a long time ago, people would die and they wouldn't know what.
Wouldn't know what it was.
What did they die?
Didn't know what they died with. It was malaria.
Yeah.
One time I had